Hey folks, my name is Jason Spies and I travel across these great states talking to small business owners, CEOs, policymakers, musicians, and mentors about making money, giving back, and balancing life. I find out how they prioritize professional and personal time while still making money. Yes, indeed, our guests are real heavyweights in understanding business and life. So get ready to relax, learn a little bit, and get a cup of coffee ready because my name is Jason Spies and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio.
Sitting on a million, sitting on it every day. Can't make no money giving your stuff away. Why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
On this episode of Coffee and Capitalism Radio, we talk with Dr. Lauren Scott, president of Lauren Scott & Associates. He's a heavyweight in the energy industry, and he talks about what type of services are going to be needed for cleaning up down in Hurricane Harvey and why the sale of cars is going to spike over the next few months. We talk with Brent Tullifson of Carpet Garage. Get this, folks, fourth generation. He just signed his name on the dotted line the beginning of this year, which means he's now a fourth generation owner in the family business of the Carpet Garage. Great interview coming up a little bit later on with Brent Tullifson of the Carpet Garage. And if we got a treat for you later on in this program, Tony Woswick with Fully Loaded Wrestling. We talk about the business of wrestling, everything from venue size to editing for television to the insurance policies the wrestlers have to have. Tony Woswick, a little bit later on, Fully Loaded Wrestling. And Bob Nielsen of Nielsen Counseling, he's the owner, of course, retired and now his own practice. Dr. Bob Nielsen offers some advice on how to de-stress yourself at work. A little bit later on in the hour, Dr. Bob Nielsen. All that plus much more on today's episode of Coffee and Capitalism Radio. My name is Jason Spies and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard right here on the Crude Life Media Network.
Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today. 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today. Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Dr. Lauren C. Scott, president of Lauren Scott & Associates.
What I see, I don't need nobody to tell me if I'm safe swimming out to sea.
You are on the Louisiana side of things, and I've seen where reports about Louisiana. You're kind of down there. What's happening? I know you guys have a lot of natural gas facilities down there. What's going on with your guys' economy?
Well, I mean, we feel like we dodged a bullet. I mean, I was just talking to the people in Lake Charles, which is the most refinery-intensive area of the state. One of them, we have two really intensive areas, but Lake Charles is the main one that got hit by Harvey. And all of their refineries are working. All their chemical plants are working. Very importantly for us, too, is the Gulf of Mexico. Again, when Katrina and Rita hit back in 05, 06 time period, the winds were very, very high. It was a level 5 hurricane. It just tore the dickens out of all the pipeline infrastructure in the Gulf of Mexico. It upended a big old production platform and took it out of commission. But Harvey didn't do any of those things. All the pipelines are still in place. None of the production structures have been harmed. And I think, you know, very quickly you're going to start seeing production from the Gulf of Mexico come right back on after it had been shut down for a while. Because there's been no real damage to the infrastructure. The only tricky thing for our production platforms in Gulf of Mexico is that I suspect there are a very large number of people in Houston that worked on those rigs, and they may have been had their home flooded. And so it may be, for a short while, difficult to fully crew all of those platforms. So you might see some impact of that. But again, I think most of this is going to be fairly short-lived. The thing, one of the things we're watching right now, if you look on a map of the Texas-Louisiana area, over on our border, there's a great big old lake called Toledo Bend. And at the bottom of that lake, the reason that lake is there is because of a big dam. Harvey went right up that lake and just dumped tons of water in that lake. And one of the concerns was whether or not that dam could hold up. And so what they've done is there's 11 gates on that dam that they have now opened. So there's a lot of water flowing down the Sabine River. There's not a whole lot of towns or housing and that sort of stuff in the way of that. But there's going to be a lot of water flowing down the border between Texas and Louisiana from that. And then the final thing I would mention is that if there is any slowdown in our refineries, it would be because for like 48 hours, the Calcasieu ship channel has been closed. It hasn't been closed because it's blocked, but it's the main way of bringing in the tankers full of oil into our refineries. And the reason it's blocked, oddly enough, is because the waves in the Gulf right now are 8 to 10 feet high. And to bring a ship in to the Calcasieu ship channel, you have to put a riverboat pilot on that. You have to have a pilot that brings that boat into the port. And they have been unable, because of the wave heights, to get to transfer onto the ships. But again, that wave action is now declining, and I suspect this afternoon you'll see those 26 ships that have been sitting out there start to move in and start to supply refineries again.
To listen to the full-length interview with Dr. Lauren C. Scott or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. The music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. To find out more about the Moody River Band or their music, visit our website, thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musician tab. That's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab. Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now, with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today. 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.
Since 1960, 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet, the Davis Refinery. A project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.
Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, we talk with Brent Tullifson with the Carpet Garage.
Carpet Garage, I looked at your guys' website, a number of different locations you guys have, huh?
We do. We have 8 Carpet Garage locations scattered throughout Montana, North Dakota, and one lone store here in Dilworth, Minnesota.
Which is right next to Morehead, Minnesota, which is right next to Fargo.
You got it. Stone's throw.
So you guys essentially have a Fargo location, or do you guys have a Fargo location too?
We do. We actually have 2 Fargo locations. We have our Fargo Carpet Garage, but then connected to that is our Tollefson's Contract Flooring. So the industry has a couple of different sectors, and the Carpet Garage focuses on one, and our contract division focuses on a couple others. So.
Sure, sure. Talk to me about your guys' history with the Carpet Garage. You mentioned director of sales.
Yes.
But you've got some family ties with the business, correct?
You got it. So my sister and my second cousin and I signed on the dotted line January 1 to become fourth generation owners of this business. So
wow.
Fourth generation. I know. It's you don't hear of these stories too often, but my great grandfather started the business in 1925, just a lone furniture store in Minot, North Dakota. In 1973, I believe, or 68, my grandfather and his brother bought the business from their dad, and then 1988, I'm very sure of that, my dad and his cousin bought it from their father. So
okay. So, did you work here before you bought it then?
Yeah, absolutely. Family businesses, I've been mowing lawns since I was 13 years old. So, did that, worked in the warehouse of our businesses. We also have furniture stores, so we're part of the Slumberland franchise. So, in Minot, I worked in the warehouse throughout high school.
So, did that give you a sense of, obviously a sense of ownership? One day you knew you'd own it, but understanding the mowing the lawn and picking up the garbage and that sort of thing versus just coming in and being an office type job. Do you feel like you look at this a little differently than, say, if you just were out as a normal job?
Yeah, I definitely think it teaches you something. You know, back in the day I didn't realize it, but now looking back and knowing what I've done and maybe lived in the shoes of some of our employees and done their positions, I've learned a whole heck of a lot from it. So,
okay, from when you started becoming a full-time, we'll say,
yeah,
either after high school or after college, whatever it might be, and you started saying, okay, this is really the path I'm going to go. How many stores did you guys have at that time?
Oh boy.
Or how many stores have you been a part of new locations? Were they all there back in the 70s? Or did you guys open some over the last decade? Or?
Yeah, so my dad and his cousin, they were really the ones that generated the growth.
Okay.
We started, the Minot Carpet Garage was started in 1973, '76. They opened Bismarck, and then every 3-4 years they were opening a carpet garage, it seemed like, until we got to 8. So that was where the real growth happened. And then we had 2 furniture stores, one in Minot, one in Bismarck. And an opportunity came about where a franchise owner was getting out of the business, and we had the opportunity to buy 9 Slumberlands at that time. And I think it worked out pretty well for us.
You guys have 9 Slumberlands, or
we have 11 total. We have Minot and Bismarck, and then we have 9 scattered throughout northern Minnesota.
So, in addition to the carpet garages, you guys have Slumberlands too?
We do.
Oh,
yes.
I didn't realize that. Oh, okay. Is there a lot of crossover with, obviously, I would think, with flooring and slumbering?
I mean, retail sales, yes, but I mean, our customers can be the same, but I mean, we don't say, hey, we're the owner of this, we're the owner of that. We don't advertise together type thing.
Right, they're their own brands.
And absolutely.
You just leave them at that way. It's not like where you have your stores connected, like you mentioned, Tollefson Contracting and the carpet, which makes more sense because
yes.
The flooring is more industrial, whereas Slumberland's a little bit more like higher end, nicer.
Better goods. You absolutely.
Okay, so you don't have a carpet garage connected to a Slumberland, really?
We do not have any connection.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but yeah, I get it. Okay. So, are you guys planning on adding any new locations? I mean, you just signed this year, so I'm getting ahead of myself, maybe, but maybe not. Maybe part of the strategy is, hey, we want to add 3 in the next 5 years. Are you guys just looking at what you got now, or is there a strategy down the road?
I would say we are ambitious and looking at the future, but this year we're really just trying to get our feet wet and get a grasp of what we're trying to take over and what we're trying to accomplish.
Sure.
There's a lot on each of one of our plates, and we have 180 employees that we want to make sure that we keep happy, and they know that this generation is going to run things the same or better. Better. Sorry, Dad. The same. So hopefully they stay comfortable. And
who's your customer?
Who's our customer?
Yep.
So we have multiple different customers. At the Carpet Garage, our bread and butter is residential replacement. So you are finishing your basement or redoing your kitchen or it's just time to redo Tommy's room, whatever that may be. That's our bread and butter. Someone's going to come in, they're going to pick out what they want, and we'll help them through the installation process. But that's the bread and butter at the Carpet Garage.
So you've got the residential redos, you said. So my guess is also contractors or what were they called? Not random. Contractors, yeah. But
builders?
Not builders, the next step where they do renovation. Renovation contractors, sure, okay. Those people would probably be good customers, wouldn't they?
Fantastic,
yeah,
absolutely. So in the flooring industry, basically there's 4 legs to the stool, right? You have residential replacement, you have property management or multifamily, mm-hmm. You have builder, and then you have commercial. All 4 sectors are very different from one another. At the Carpet Garage, mostly residential replacement, and we dabble in builder and property management, but that's where our contract division comes into play. They are big builder, property management, and commercial, so yeah, they're going to take care of those 3 legs for us.
Remodeler was the word I was looking
remodeler,
for.
Remodeler, yes.
So much innovation talk over the last 3 days, I couldn't get off renovation. Remodeler, okay, God, I feel so dumb. There's my old age stepping in there, so... And is that pretty much the 4 legs? That's pretty much industry-wide, you've seen?
You got it, absolutely.
Do you guys get into it now? Okay, don't take this the wrong way, but sometimes furniture stores or car dealerships or certain industries that are price point type things, they get into big gorillas or they get into wacky wavy type things, mm-hmm. or circus flags. Do you guys have any sort of... specific marketing strategy, going out of business sales, that sort of thing? Do you guys have any sort of specialized, over the top P.T. Barnum type thing that works for you guys? Because I know there's certain industries it really does work.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have a mascot at the Carpet Garage called Flippo the Frog. He still makes a few appearances on our TV commercials and in our newspaper print, but back in the 80s when these mascots were huge, everyone had them. My grandfather and they went through it and they said, yep, well, this is what we're going to do. And, it was crazy. So we don't use him as much as we used to, but he still makes a few appearances and a parade here and there, you might see him. So, but from an advertising standpoint, Carpet Garage, we like to think ourselves as as the Costco of the flooring industry.
To listen to the full-length interview with Brent Tollefson from the Carpet Garage or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. And we're in the midst of a social media campaign right here on The Crude Life. Coffee and Capitalism, part of the Crude Life Media Network. And so we're asking you to like the Facebook page, facebook.com/thecrudelife. facebook.com/thecrudelife. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. Trying to figure out what side I'm on and what I'm fighting for. The music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. To find out more about the Moody River Band or their music, visit our website, thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musician tab. That's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab. If you have any Coffee and Capitalism questions for myself or any of our experts, feel free to email me at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/thecrudelife. facebook.com/thecrudelife. Like us on Facebook today. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now, with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.
When it's time to put the booze down, find us some solid ground, clean this damn life up, and turn it off.
Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, we talk with Tony Woswick with Fully Loaded Wrestling.
Get back to our hearts and stay true.
Tony Woswick, Fully Loaded Wrestling. And how many states do you guys travel around? I know that unless you're like the World Wrestling Entertainment, it's pretty hard to be a national wrestling organization, unless you guys are. I imagine you guys are regional. Is that correct?
We pretty much stick to North Dakota. We have done a show in Detroit Lakes, Minnesota, but pretty much North Dakota company. We do have ambitions of growing outside of the state. Just going to take some time.
And if you guys are primarily building an audience in North Dakota, are your wrestlers, are they from North Dakota? Are they from the area? Just talk to me a little bit about some of the guys that wrestle for you.
Most of our talent comes from kind of all over. We have a lot of guys from Minot and Fargo, that area. A couple guys from like Beulah, Grand Forks. And then we bring in guys from Minnesota, Canada, people that have trained all over the world, California, Las Vegas. East Coast guys.
What kind of venues are you guys performing at these days? I mean, I've seen everything from street fairs to armories to bars to, you know, youth centers, high school gyms, I guess. I've seen a lot of them too. So just generally, what type of a venue do you guys have?
Well, we're pretty much open to anything you just mentioned, but generally what we run in like Minot, we run at the Vegas Motel there. We've got an excellent atrium area that works really well for our shows. And then in Fargo, we run in the Southwest Youth Hockey Arena.
Okay, I'm familiar with the Southwest Hockey Arena. The atrium kind of made me think of the Mall of America a little bit when Eric Bischoff, formerly of AWA, then with WCW, his first Nitro when it went live was from Mall of America, and he did that on purpose, was to have the natural built-in audience that the mall brings in. I thought that's kind of a neat little sidebar. But talk to me about that atrium a little bit. Does it give it that kind of that... what's the word I'm looking for? You know, tall ceilings, natural light. What type of a venue is the atrium?
Yeah, it's tall ceilings. I think they're like 35 or 45 feet high. There's three levels in that atrium, so there's actually rooms on the west side of the atrium on three levels, the floor and then two balconies. We, you know, have the rooms set up for the event usually right there, and then also seating on that balcony. So it gives us a really unique look and feel to the show. A lot of places, especially in the Midwest, don't, like a lot of other independent wrestling companies, don't have a venue like that. So when we do our TV product that we do in that venue, we stand out from the crowd that way.
That's kind of neat. I've never really seen anything like that outside of, you know, like a music type venue. I mean, I'm picturing like these poolside rooms or these atrium side rooms where guests can watch the show. Am I hearing that right?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. And we're actually not far from the pool and the motel there either. It's, you know, I think it's less than 50 feet away from the ring. So sometimes the action kind of spills over into the water and, you know, it kind of helps keep the whole thing a little more unique than some others. Our home in Minot is the Vegas Motel. It's on North Hill. Can't miss it once you go out by the airport there. And as far as the product that we've strived to put on, we like to call ourselves like TV-14, I guess it might be the best way to describe it. And that's kind of on the far end of things. You mentioned like the Attitude Era and all that kind of stuff. We don't generally get as crazy as like Monday Night Raw or Nitro did back in that time period. But it does happen once in a while. We want to make sure it's a family-friendly product, good for kids. So it's never going to be anything worse than they would see watching TV during the day.
Okay, just a couple more questions here. Tony Woswick, Fully Loaded Wrestling, based out of Minot, North Dakota, has a different... events happening across the state, and we're going to get to those events in just 1 second. But wanted to ask you about big names. I know a lot of times, you know, when they bring in Hacksaw Jim Duggan or Hardcore Holly, that sort of thing. But then you've got the independents that they rely more on kind of their own guys and getting a crowd base that way. What strategy, I guess, are you guys going with Fully Loaded Wrestling? Do you have to bring in the big guy every time, or do your guys connect with the audience in a way you don't need to?
Well, we work with some of the biggest names in the Midwest, like Eric Cannon, Darren Corbin, a lot of up-and-coming names from the Academy of Professional Wrestling in Minnesota. That school is run by Ken Anderson and Sean Devary, ex-WWE stars. And, you know, through that, we got a lot of good connections. We've had guys like Tommy Dreamer, Booker T, Abyss from TNA, Robbie E from TNA, Sean Devary's worked on our show, like I mentioned, him with the Academy, Ken Anderson's worked on our shows before, Colin Delaney, he was an ECW guy after WWE got a hold of it. We've kind of run the gamut with it. We've got some big things planned going for next year, too. So.
Okay, I know a lot of that stuff based on availability with some of the guys, and whether they show up or not, too. And that's always the case when you're talking about entertainers. Anyway, but, okay, what events you guys got coming up? I was looking at your calendar. I see you got one coming up in Fargo here at the end of September. Just kind of run through the next couple months of your guys' events that you got scheduled.
Yeah, if you look at the website, fullyloadedwrestling.com, there's an event calendar on there. The next one is in Fargo at the Southwest Youth Hockey Arena. September 22nd and 23rd. That's going to be a pretty big show. I've got some live music opening the show up with some local Fargo acts and some pretty big things happening as far as the event itself goes. And then October, November, and December, we're going to be in Minot each month. Look on the calendar for those. October is one of our flagship events. We call this Pick Your Spot Title Shot, kind of a big deal ladder match that we put together. And then also in December, we've got the FLW Cup, which has become kind of a staple of ours. That is kind of like a team tournament type of deal that we put together for that. And it's, you know, more of that trying to keep unique is what we're trying to do. Yeah, we're definitely trying to embrace technology and everything it can do for us. We are online, fullyloadedwrestling.com. Facebook, that is Fully Loaded Pro Wrestling on Facebook. We're on Instagram, Twitter. Twitter is at Fully Loaded Pro. And, of course, YouTube, just look up Fully Loaded Wrestling. We've got 91 episodes of our film product on there right now. And you can find us on the Fight app. I'm sure they'll pretty easy to find us on there. We tend to have a pretty good time slot for them there.
And all those links, are they available at your website, Fully Loaded?
Yeah, everything should be available right through there. Should be pretty easy to find us.
To listen to the full-length interview with Tony Woswick with Fully Loaded Wrestling, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. Coffee and Capitalism is part of the Crude Life Media Network, and we're going through a social media campaign asking you to like our Facebook page. That's facebook.com/thecrudelife. Facebook.com/thecrudelife. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. Music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. To find out more about the Moody River Band or their music, visit our website, thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musician tab. That's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab.
Because I'm back to the way. Oh, oh.
If you have any Coffee and Capitalism questions for myself or any of our experts, feel free to email me at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/thecrudelife. facebook.com/thecrudelife. Like us on Facebook today. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
All the lonesome souls go. Who wrote their songs of living? And now it's our souls left. For the giving, we already know how it's done. Let's put our lives on hold and run, dodging the clouds and heading for the sun.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now, with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today. 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet. the Davis Refinery, a project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.
Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, Dr. Bob Nielsen with Dr. Bob Nielsen's Counseling.
Kind of the iconic one, which really means stress-free. You know, it's a way to socialize. You don't have a lot of stress. But you're continuing with your counseling small business now. I wrote down player coach. I wrote down trailblazing because it seems like you always had that wiring done to where it was always going to be in your future anyways. You were going to continue to do what you loved. And so you are doing a small business of counseling now.
Yes, I am, and I'm very happy with how that goes. I kind of go by one of the philosophies that I have, and that is if the job is worth doing, it's worth doing right. And I'm quite successful in my private work, have a good reputation, so I do have a lot of referrals from individuals in our community, professional individuals such as physicians who have patients who they have prescribed anti-anxiety medication, and then they refer them to me to get them off those anti-anxiety medications through the process of counseling. And it's been very effective.
You know, that's actually a new science that I'm, by new, 10, 15 years old, I guess, that I haven't revisited, but I know in nursing homes, they were having people engage with people early experiencing dementia to try to combat the medication. Okay. So it's interesting how they're trying to rewire the brain, if you will.
It
In order to get away from the crutch of medication.
Yes, and actually how we think does determine how we feel.
Oh, yeah.
That's the cognitive behavioral process. We also have to act on the new positive thinking that hopefully is taking over some of the old negative thinking.
And an easy way to, I guess, example would be I get to or I have to. Just simple things like that is kind of the rewiring of your outlook in your brain.
Yeah, I get to. I use it. I want to. Changing. I want to do this instead of I have to do this. Mm-hmm. I want to do this interview. I mean, I don't have to do this interview.
Right.
But I want to do the interview. It puts a positive slant on it.
See, and I get to.
Oh, there you are.
I want to.
There you go.
I guess I don't need to, but I get to.
You get to because you've made the inroads into it in order to be able to get to do it.
Yeah, there's, you know, and there are a lot of interviews I get to do, and I say that because, you know, one of the things I've been very fortunate is I've been able to interview heavyweights in industries, you know, and I look at yourself here, Dr. Bob Nielsen, and the things you've done have been very monumental throughout your career. You've got some excellent landmarks. Talk to me about your current business now, because you have this wealth of knowledge. You know, you don't need to do what you're doing. You don't need to. You're at the retirement age. You like to do it. Is your drive that you're a workaholic or that you like to change people?
Well, certainly not that I'm a workaholic at this stage in my life. I only see 4 to 6 clients. I mean, that's not like workaholism. It's really a challenge, and it has very fruitful rewards for me. Talk about egoism or altruism, right? I'm not necessarily altruistic. I'm not just giving of my services, but I really benefit a lot from giving of my services, and that's the egoistic part of it. So I might be an egoistic altruist or altruistic egoist, but everybody, I think, really needs to feel as though they're doing a service in order to feel good. I think they and have a very positive feeling about that, at least healthy people. Have that need. And it gives me a really good way of meeting that need for me, because there's nothing better than for me to have a client come back or meet me in Walmart or someplace, you know, and say, oh, hey, Dr. Bob, I want to tell you the things that we talked about 2 years ago, I'm living by. As a matter of fact, I had one just not too long ago who grabbed me and told me, one of the things you said is something that stuck with me, and it has made a difference in my life. And I said, well, what was that? I'm really kind of curious. He said, you can't unscramble eggs.
To listen to the full-length interview with Dr. Bob Nielsen or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. Coffee and Capitalism is part of the Crude Life Media Network, and we're asking you to join our Facebook family. Follow us today. That's facebook.com/thecrudelife. facebook.com/thecrudelife. All that information plus interviews like with Dr. Bob Nielsen can be found at thecrudelife.com. That's our main website, crudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies. This is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard right here on the Crude Life Media Network. Music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. To find out more about the Moody River Band or their music, visit our website, thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musician tab. That's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab.
I'm glad I don't live too far away. With the moonlight shining on my walk home, I'm breathing in cold air, exhaling smoke.
If you have any Coffee and Capitalism questions for myself or any of our experts, feel free to email me at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/thecrudelife. facebook.com/thecrudelife. Like us on Facebook today. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
People that have thinking I'm drinking, I'm spinning, I'm grinning. Oh, my car starts when I go.
Jack, be nimble. Jack, be quicker. Jack, who don't jump over the candlestick? Why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on. You can make a million too.
And that concludes this week's episode of Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. For a full list of today's guest and interview, visit our website, thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. We'll be back next week on this radio station at this time. For a full list of our radio affiliates and other media partners, please visit our website, thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and from the staff here at Coffee and Capitalism Radio, we're asking you to be happy, make money, and give back. Thanks for joining us this week, folks.
Hot stuff for sale, why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million, too.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now, with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet, the Davis Refinery. A project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.